Matthew agreed with Thomas, or at least he said he does, when Thomas calls Jesus my Lord and my God. But really, Matthew's position is that Jesus is only Lord. He's not God. He's only God, small case T, in the sense that he's Lord, boss, got all this authority. Thomas said he's Lord and God. Not a small case G God. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, he's called the mighty God. Yes, it would be future to that time, but you don't even believe he's the mighty God now, really. He was the mighty God then, and he just wouldn't be called that until later, according to that prophecy. Now, turn back to Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1. And I'm going to the Hebrews chart, which is 23. I've already been to a few of them, but that doesn't matter. Hebrews 1, and let's talk about, again, is this the small case G God or the uppercase G God? That's just my way of saying it. Matthew's definition of Jesus as God or mine. Hebrews 1:8 says, but under the sun, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, separate righteousness and separate righteousness. Matthew agrees that the Father is calling the Son God. He quote from Psalm 45, verse 6. And so the Son existed and was God way back by the time we have Psalm 45. Then it says, thou hast loved righteousness. Is that the Father, the Son? The Son, he's still talking to. Second person, as we say, yes, first person, second person, third person. Second person is the one you're talking to. Thou hast loved righteousness, hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, that would be God the Father, who's the Son's God, hath anointed thee, that's Jesus, the second person again, with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. Second person, that's Jesus, Jesus' fellow. And thou, second person again, Lord, that's Jesus, he's the one being spoken of in the second person here. In the beginning hath laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. That's a quote from Psalm 102. There, the tetragrammaton is used, which is God's name in the Old Testament. This is talking about Jesus back in the beginning, like the foundation of the earth and the heavens are the works of thy hands. We can't, quote, get around that by playing on the little word by. He describes it in detail that he's the creator. And it's not talking about the last hand of Jesus. The whole way through, the second person is talking to Jesus. They refer to God in the first person, the third person, not the second. But God, even thy God. In other words, God the Father is the God of Jesus. No problem. Two things talk about in verse 10. Verse 2 says, Jesus created the world. Colossians 1, verse 16, I believe he said, we're going to substitute the word to call substitute the word by there. But I believe he's talking about by in the second part of verse 16. 12:23, but 17:22 is a different word. For by him are all things created. That means in him. This doesn't mean technically by himself. This is a different word, man. In him, like in whom we have redemption through his blood, verse 14. Not saying that the redemption happens on his behalf, because that verse 16, in me. He is the cause of redemption. Verse 16, he's the cause of the creation. It all adds up. It all adds up. He admits that Jesus is God, but he says it kind of like the Watchtower Witnesses say. Oh, yeah, he's the God like those judges in Israel, John 10. No, he's not that kind of God. God the Father calls him God, quoting Psalm 45, says that in Hebrews 1, verse 8, goes on to say that he has left him there since the foundation of the world, created all the things. He says it's right in that chapter. It's all over Colossians 1. It's in John 1, verse 3. Remember the one that's the Word that was with God and was God? He said he created all things there. That doesn't sound like he didn't come into existence until his physical birth, he created all the things back there. This is so clear if you just take the Bible for what it says. Perhaps Matthew's main argument tonight, and I'll summarize with this, is that Jesus is the Son of God, not God. Now, we've repeated that over and over, but you make the argument every week. That proves that he's the Son of God, meaning the Father, that proves he's not the Father. That's right, I agree with that. I agree with that argument, Matthew. I'm not a one who's impossible. I understand he's not the Father. The Son of God proves he's not the Father. He's not that God. But, as you put it, but if he's the Son of God literally, that proves he's God. He's not the Father, but it proves he's God. He is my Son literally. That proves he's not me, but it proves he's human. Else he would not be my Son literally. He should be my Son figuratively, he could follow my Son. Not my Son literally. He's my Son literally. I'm a human, he actually is. You're right. He's not me. Son of Pat is not that. But Son of Pat literally, is human like that. So, as we tell the evolution, you don't get a man from a monkey. So Jesus is the Son of God, literally,